Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Had a rousing game of D&D before this.
And... not gonna lie, that was fun.
Yeah.
I was talking with Emily on the way back. It's like, I know I have my sphere, my magic sphere. I was holding that for the big boss, like, specifically, because I only have three charges. Well, yeah. Which, I mean, to be fair, when you have an area on the map called Spider's Den, yeah, you just assume. So.
Yeah.
It worked out, though.
Yeah.
It all worked out. Definitely did forget that I could, you know, read ruins now.
Yeah.
To learn things.
That was funny.
Yeah. Well, I haven't learned a new ruin in...
a long time.
It's been a bit, so... yeah.
Well, I can't give you new ruins all the time. Then
I know. But I do forget. Like, that... having the ruins from the sandbags that were protecting us, that would have been probably good to have.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It'll be all right.
I'm sure you'll throw something in there at some point later.
Oh, absolutely. Anyways, okay. So
today, you are joining me.
To continue the Trial of the Flash.
We're finishing up.
2 years later. Oh.
Yeah, well.
In the comic books.
Okay, so it's been a total of...
456 issues.
Hold on. No.
You didn't write down our previous issues?
Well, no, I forget the actual first issue it was.
Oh, like the actual trial itself?
No, when it started, like when he killed off, what you call it? Reverse Flash.
Why would he kill off a candy bar?
That's whatchamacallit.
Oh, my bad.
When he killed Reverse, that was 223. So it's been, oh man, almost
this is 300...
20 issues. So yeah, 2 years. Just over 2 years.
What was the original?
223 was when he killed Reverse Flash.
Issue 223.
323.
Okay,
sorry.
323. Okay.
323.
I was going to say, because that's 100 and something issues. I didn't think we'd cover that many. But they were really boring, so it could have been.
Oh. But yeah, so this has been 2 years culminating into this big event, you know.
They've been leading us on for 2 motherfucking years. Well, I mean, if we would have been alive in, you know, the 60s for this?
No, 80s.
80s for this. That's right, because it's 84-ish, yeah.
Well, 83 was...
yeah, and this
when
is 85.
When he killed Flash,
so.
Reverse Flash.
Anyways,
Flash, as
anyways, if I would have started reading this as a baby, I'd have been really pissed off.
Fair.
I had to wait that
that's
long.
That's fair. But that was comics back in the day. Now, it's a story is told in 2 months.
Not necessarily. It took them a year for the Superior Spider-Man.
No, I was talking about arcs.
Oh, so that was an arc, though.
The whole 33 issues was an arc?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
spoiler alert, until Peter takes his body back, yeah.
What?
I know you read those.
Yeah, I've read more than you, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Okay, so yeah, we're finishing up The Flash, finally.
And say that 5 times fast.
Finishing up The Flash, finally.
Finally finishing The Flash?
Whatever. So we are reading issue, or we are covering issues 346 through 350 on these episodes. They were published by DC in 1985. The writer is Kerry Bates. Pencils were Carmen Infantino. Inks were done by Frank McLaughlin. Letters were Albert T. DeGuzman, Duncan Andrews, Tim Harkins, and M. Snappin. I don't know what the M stands for because they ran out of space on the last issue. And colors were done by Carl Gafford.
M. Snappin.
No idea. And I didn't feel like looking it up.
I don't blame you.
I mean, hey, at least I'm saying his last name, right?
That's right.
Or her.
Or them.
Or
yeah,
them.
Whatever.
Whatever. So let's go ahead and hop into this first issue here. Issue 346.
All right, so we go back to where we were at the end of the last issue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of which, if you want to go back and check our last episodes, go to episodes 208 to 213. That's the Flash, or the trial episodes.
208? Oh, okay. I thought it was... yeah. Never mind. I'm thinking about the ones before that.
Yep.
We're good. Yep.
No, I'm not going to cover... like, you can go back to those, but the relevant to what we are covering today will be the trial.
Yeah, gotcha. So, yep, yep.
Which literally just came out a month ago for us. Like, I just released them a month ago. So yeah, go check those out. That will give her coverage. And we do talk about the past episodes in that one. So
yeah, then you can find out the past episodes from that one. So yep. It's kind of like a quest we're giving you.
Choose your own adventure almost.
Yeah.
You can choose to go back and listen to them. You don't have to, but you could.
That's true.
Anyways. Yeah, so we pick up right where we left off. And we have Cecile.
There you go, Cecile. I was trying to think of her. I was just going to say the hot redheaded lawyer, but Cecile works too.
Yep.
Unmasks Barry.
Unmasks the Flash.
Unmasks the Flash, who ends up being this douchey-looking dude with dark hair. Because
he's got a nice, strong jawline, though.
But that's almost the same jawline that Barry had.
That's the whole point. All they did was just
change his nose and face.
Kept the jawline specifically because you can see his jawline
in the Flash
with
costume.
The mask. Yeah, yeah.
But they changed his nose and his hair color.
Yep.
And actually, that's pretty much it.
I think they might have changed the forehead too. Well,
possibly, but they've got a picture of them eventually where they're both in there. And the only changes I noticed were
his cheekbones look a little different,
but they don't really. Barry's cheekbones are actually pretty well structured too.
Okay. Okay.
I read them last night, so. I mean, I dedicate a lot of time to reading my comics for the podcast. I definitely didn't forget about it until Friday.
I didn't have to remind you three times.
That's right.
It was, yeah.
Yep. Anyways. But yeah, in my defense, though, one of those times it wasn't reminding you. It was sending me the other copy of them because I couldn't read the first copy of them.
True. But I still remind you that day.
Yeah, twice.
Just one time.
Friday, Saturday.
No, I remind you. Anyway.
Anyways.
We're getting off track. What I do like is he does get unmasked. Everybody is all in shock. There is this cameraman who is trying to get a picture of him real quick.
Yeah.
But Flash is super fast. You know what they should have done is had the wedding photographer take a picture of him.
Yeah.
He definitely would have got that picture,
yep,
right?
He would have gotten that picture and he would have had the exact look on his face and everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird.
And then anyway, they could have compared the two pictures.
We do, so after that, Fiona, who is in the courtroom,
is like, what? Barry's here?
My Barry? She
relapses.
Faints and relapses, yeah. That was a little tragic, a little sad, but yeah, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Because Flash, he had no idea this was going to happen, which is actually probably better he didn't know, because I think if he had found out Cecile was going to do this, he would be like, no, let's not. Because he definitely wasn't happy about his new face
being exposed out there to everybody. Yeah.
When we get a nice little couple pages of Cecile explaining, oh, I know, I was totally like, I had everything figured out. This had to have been him. Like,
and dad knew.
Yeah,
and
I went to the Allen residence, and they were holding his costume.
And they handed it to a dude with a towel on his
face.
Yeah,
it was weird.
It had to have been Barry.
Yeah. We get Flash going and checking on Fiona. And this picture, I definitely thought that he had X-ray vision there for a second. So he's looking through this, he's looking through the glass at Fiona.
But it looks like he's just looking through the wall.
Yeah, because it's all wavy.
Yeah, and the way that they tried to illustrate the glass between them looks more like
Superman's X-ray vision.
Like you're seeing through things.
I know it's not what that is, but it was funny. I couldn't get away from that. But at that same hospital, we've got, you know, Pied Piper.
Yep. Who looks like a bigger douche now than he did before. And I don't understand.
You're not wrong. And it really is just convenient that Flash was there to check on Fiona and then left. And then we get to the Piper and he was given permission.
They let him work on their sound system.
Yes.
The PA.
Yep. And so, you know, Flash is, I mean, I know he didn't know Flash was there, but he was going to enact this plan anyway. Flash is gone now. Piper starts his
Pipering.
Yeah, he had changed. What did he do?
Wired in his special synchronizer that changed his voice and music and
anybody's voice
into
melodious harmony that could broadcast throughout the whole building. Okay,
basically like, it makes everybody pass out.
Well, he hypnotizes everybody. That's all he's doing. Which. Again, you're letting somebody who works with music
his
work
main
on your
power,
PA system.
Yeah, his main power was, you know, using sound.
Oh, but you know, he was such a promising. Such a promise turnaround at his psychosis or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah. So anyway, so he goes and gets his pajamas. I mean,
suit. So I do want to point out he goes and gets a suit, but he does mention here that everybody will be awake, will wake up in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So after he gets his suit, he goes rushing out. I also want to point out this one guy in the cafeteria who is drowning in his soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to die.
Yeah, he's going to be dead.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Yeah, no, it's all good. So he rushes out of the building, and then he gets stopped by, we'll say, a speedster.
Yeah.
We don't know what speedster.
Well, because they left out the color. Isn't that weird?
Well, it does look a little red-ish.
And a little yellowish.
And a little yellowish. But stops, you know, he stops Piper and he takes him back to, the institute. Well, he also states though, when everything is falling around him, like the tree falls and then like there's some brush that was disturbed. He's like, there's no way somebody could follow me. They're going to be asleep for hours.
Yeah.
So what is it? A few minutes or hours?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Bad writing.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
But then the part where, you know, this mystery person is standing over him. And you notice the color right there when he's standing over him.
Yeah.
It's like purple.
Yeah, I was going to say black, but...
This right here?
Oh, yeah. I'll just say shadow.
Yeah. Anyways, in shadow, and all you see is, you know, the outline of what could be the Flash,
yep,
or could be somebody else's that's also a speedster that also wears a similar costume, just different colors.
Correct. Well, it doesn't help that on the front cover was the reverse flash running away from Detective Singh. But,
yeah,
you know.
Detective.
Captain.
Captain
Sorry.
Fry.
I literally just watched
the show.
And sorry.
Nope, understandable.
I'm actually caught up currently.
Oh, see, I'm not yet.
Yeah, well, I want to be caught up for when Crisis hits in December.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually really excited about that.
I'm actually really excited about reading it before I see it on TV, so.
That's fair. And you will.
Yep, because that's, well, the next ones we do ourselves, on here, but.
Yeah, well, it'll be the next one, actually.
Oh, after this?
Yeah.
Well, after this comes out.
It's going into, it's going to be these issues of episodes of The Flash, then it's going to be Crisis.
Gotcha.
Like, it's just the way it panned out.
Hey, that works out well, then.
It does.
Okay, but anyway, so Mysterious Flash, everybody wakes up at the Institute.
Yep.
And they find the Pied Piper cracking up.
The one doctor, the main doctor, he's like, I don't know why he has his suit on, and now he's just in his room. This is weird.
Mm. I have no idea what happened. He must have knocked us out so he can get his pajamas on so he can go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We go over to Flash. He's chasing down Cecile, and he kind of takes her off to a side road.
Pull over. It's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing.
Nice. Good pull.
Thank you.
Over. Sorry. But what he is...
He basically tells her, you know, you're right. I am Barry.
Yeah.
I got my face beat in by Big Sir.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to fix it, you know, I had them change it.
Yeah, I went to the Gorilla City, and they're the smartest people I knew. So I asked them to do this for me. And they were more than happy to help because, you know, I'm their friend. He was a little upset that she did that, but at the same time, now all the cards are on the table. Like, there's no secrets between them anymore.
Yep.
So she can kind of represent him truthfully now. She doesn't, he still is against, what was he against? Oh, he's against Barry being alive.
Yes.
Because he saw what happened to Fiona when his name was mentioned.
Yeah, let alone seeing him.
Yeah, he can't do that to her.
Exactly.
As much as he loves her, he can't put her through the agony again.
And, you know, so you've got Cecile, you know, crying. We're that far.
Yep.
Where she's crying in the car. And, you know, she's like, I understand what you're saying. And, you know.
Yeah. It I mean, she's like, it sucks.
Yeah.
But this is your choice.
Because, yeah.
So we got this. We go over to the next morning. And it's the
bus full of jurors.
Yep.
Because all the jurors for this big trial should be on the same bus.
Yeah. Why not? In the 80s, it made sense. But when the bus gets sideswiped and goes falling off of the bridge into the water, upside down, mind you.
And we're all going to die. Oh, God.
Yeah, everybody's all worried.
Except for the fat dude. He's like, I think we'll be just fine.
Nathan Newbery's like, people don't panic. I know for a fact we are going to survive this.
And they're like, how could you know? It's filling up with water. Oh, God. Wait, are we moving?
Yep. And it turns out the Flash, who happened to also be in the area,
pushed it out of the water with his superhuman strength.
It's in the water. It was floating. And he was kicking really fast.
Speedboating?
Yep.
Anyways.
So they get out. They survive. And they're all kind of looking at Newbery like, wait a minute.
Must have been the current that pushed us out.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I mean, I know Flash himself is like, it probably is a good idea if they don't see me because it would sway their judgment.
So even then, when it could have helped this case, he's still being altruistic.
Well, he like, wants
I would rather have it be honest.
Yep, he wants it to actually be done by the people the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Go with that.
And all of Newberry's just got this cheesy-ass grin on his face like, I know something you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to that here in a couple issues. We go back to just Central City.
With some little douchebag purse nabbing this lady.
Yep.
And then Fry pulls out his gun in the middle of this crowd.
He does yell, I'm a police officer.
Yeah. And the dude's like, you aren't going to plug me in this group of people. Come on, copper. I know better than that. And then he runs around the corner. And you see this, you know, speedster run by.
He should have, as he's running away, he should have asked if he was being detained. Am I being detained? That's a joke that I think Chris and Joe, if you listen from Bat Friends podcast, they'll get that. Anyway, yeah, so
Fry runs around the corner to see, you know, he's like, dumbass, you ran into a corner that's a dead end.
Yep.
And then he sees the Reverse Flash.
Live and well.
Yeah, beat the shit out of this poor kid. Not a poor kid because he was a thief, but still.
But the Reverse Flash is like, all right, cool. Now, I did you a favor by stopping this mugger.
You're going to tell everybody that I just beat the shit out of you.
Yep.
And then he starts beating the shit out of Sing.
Mm-hmm. And that's how we end this first issue.
Yep. Well, we assume he beats the shit out of Sing. I guess it doesn't really show it there.
We show that in next issue, maybe.
Yeah.
It should be out of him.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.